An.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, everybody was putting out stuff that I was endorsing them, and it was pretty clear to me, and it is really clear to me, and I like Dude a lot. But I think that Mitt Romney is going to win the election against Obama. I really believe that. I think that Obama will not do well and won't do as well as people are thinking he's going to do. And I think that Mitt Romney is going to win the election. But there was a lot of confusion as to who I was going to endorse. And frankly, that made things exciting. You know, there was a lot riding on that particular race and in Nevada. And it was interesting because the numbers were much, much greater than he thought. And a lot of people are giving me credit for that, and I will accept that credit.
There's Donald Trump taking credit for Mitt Romney's decisive win in Nevada just days after the Donald had given him his official thumbs up. GOP race for the presidency is where we start this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome in, Doug Steffen here for another hour of this hot stuff that's going on in the political world. Let's get to political talk television first with Chuck Todd on MSNBC. Talking to former New Hampshire Governor John Sununu and former Pennsylvania Congressman Bob Walker about the negativity in the Romney and Gingrich campaigns, and if that's the reason we're seeing low turnouts.
I want to ask you about the issue of turnout and Newt Gingrich's, historical point that he makes that in the one place he won, turnout was up, but when you look overall, turnout's been down. Are you concerned about conservative enthusiasm inside the Republican electorate? Because turnout overall in the first five states collectively down 3% from 4 years ago.
Look, to look at a win in Nevada where Mitt Romney got more votes than all the other candidates put together as having some kind of a negative, and there's certainly a spin effort by the opposition that did so badly. This process is a long process. The timing of these primaries is a little bit different than they were in the past. I think, for example, when Iowa and New Hampshire started so early because the Florida move-up came in, everybody is starting earlier than they expected. I think you're going to see turnout increase as we move into the process.
Well, actually, the calendar looks pretty similar to what it was 4 years ago. Iowa, same date as it was 4 years ago. New Hampshire, I think, only 2 days difference. Florida on the same day, so...
But last time you were chasing an open seat. This time you're chasing an incumbent. Look, why spin numbers when the real issue is issues? And what we're looking at is a campaign by Republicans that recognize that we want to replace Obama. In an odd sense, when turnout is down, it means, contrary to what you're hearing from a lot of people, people are satisfied with the candidate that's winning, and they're satisfied with Mitt Romney.
Congressman Walker, that's obviously not what you're going
to do. No, I don't think so. And the fact is, if we want to defeat Obama, the fact is that the Romney campaign in Florida spent 100% of its time beating up on fellow Republicans, mostly on Newt Gingrich. And I do think that any time you do negative campaigning, it drives down the vote. That's the purpose of negative campaigning, is to drive down the vote. And so that I think is being reflected in some of the numbers that you're now seeing. I would agree. What we want to be doing is running against Barack Obama. And the fact is... the candidates have very different kinds of ideas about how we improve the economy, how we do some of these things. That's what we should be debating.
No, I understand if you wanted to jump in.
Yeah, look, if you want to talk about something negative, take a look at the Gingrich news conference in Nevada. There's a guy who absolutely went through a meltdown. If you can't handle the pressure of a bad caucus, how are you going to handle the pressure of being president? And that rambling set of attacks after saying he was going to be positive just shows you the schizophrenic approach that this guy has to the politics of destruction.
Once again, John's in the attack mode here on this program this morning, but the fact is that Newt Gingrich answered the questions that the press posed to him. The fact is that we see very little in the way of Governor Romney putting himself out in press conferences like that, because he is a candidate that has to be handled, because every time he goes out, there seems to be some kind of a misstatement that gets him in trouble.
Congressman, what is the rationale for the Gingrich candidacy, though? I say this because I cannot figure out what his message was last week. Other than
he can't either.
I think the question is for me, John. The fact is that the rationale for this candidacy is that the future belongs to people who can define a program that balances the budget, that creates jobs, and produces a future where opportunity is the watchword. And those are the things that we've been discussing. We've been discussing how you create additional jobs in our society.
And that's exactly the agenda Mitt Romney put out.
More on the candidates and their campaigns up next here on the Countdown.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Corporal Lou Sardina, U.S. Army 5th Regimental Combat Team.
20 infantrymen have ever been over there will tell you, this is the bad stuff. Because now you've got to go into the skirmish line. And you're fighting just like you did in the Civil War. You set up a skirmish line and you go up and you start shooting from the hip. And the machine gunners are set up so that they go over your head. When you go up the hill, as soon as you get too close, the machine gunners now have to stop or they'll shoot you. So now it's between you and the enemy. When you're in the skirmish line, when you start to take those hills, you're not more than, 15, 20 yards. And now you're going after them. This is it. This is combat.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Irritated, itchy skin? Winter means it's time for Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion. Dry, cracked skin? Get the quick fix. Chapped winter skin? Get the lasting fix. Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion with two proven itch fighters for relief that's fast and healing moisturizers for relief that lasts. Feel it working. Got a patchy skin itch or an eczema itch? Look for the healing seal. Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Lotion. This winter, it's the quick fix for almost every itch. Find it in the first aid aisle. Use as directed.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better?
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
Talk radio and talk television in review. Here is host Chris DeGaul talking to Democratic strategist Michael Bronstein and Republican strategist Jeff Rowe about Newt Gingrich, who continues to insist he's staying in the race. A lot of people are starting to think he's just staying in out of spite.
Newt gives a presser that a lot of people were scratching their heads. They say it was still sour grapes, although never boring. Newt's never boring. I'll give him that. But he said, look, Nevada's full of Mormons. What do you expect? Was basically his take on the thing, and he says, I'm going to Tampa. I'm certainly going to be in it till Super Tuesday. Santorum and Ron Paul say they're hanging in there, too. So what do you say?
After the election results were announced, Gingrich gets up. He basically gives the baby who just had his rattle stolen speech. It was about that fun for people. He said he was going to go on and on to Tampa, which is pretty ridiculous. He went on, he insulted Romney. All he basically had to do, Chris, was spike the microphone after he got done talking. That's essentially what he was doing. So the former speaker has sort of lost grip with reality. He's on a sinking ship, and I think his problem right now, his political problem, is that one-third of Romney's voters in these exit polls were self-described as conservatives. The number seems to keep going up every time that these exit polls are taken, and Republicans are starting to have a little patience for Gingrich. So if that trend continues and those numbers start to creep up, Gingrich is done, whether he knows it or not.
You know, Jeff, I understand why he's angry, but in politics, I'm sure you just cannot go out and throw a tantrum about a guy hitting you negatively. I mean, his message is, look, I wanted to run a positive campaign. This guy started taking dirty, cheap shots, and now look what he's done. He's ruined everything. And, you know, it does look a bit, I guess, on the childish side. Romney's playing rough. He's playing dirty. He's throwing a lot of elbows. It's true, but Newt's got to figure out a way to cut through in spite of it, right?
Right, and people don't really follow politics like that to notice all those things that are going on. If you survey folks on who's running a negative campaign, they're both about tied. and Newt's, you know, hasn't been nearly as negative, but his personal style has been because he's been, you know, complaining about what's going on. I think, though, there's a, this, don't forget that 2 weeks ago we said that Duke Gingrich was going to be the nominee.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still a very fluid race. Colorado, Minnesota, Missouri are coming up this Tuesday. That, I think, is really Santorum's last stand. He can go on for a while, but he is really the, you know, even occasionally in the single digits. For him to make, Missouri's an interesting case because his narrative is that I'm the guy that can beat Mitt Romney head-to-head. If Newt Gingrich gets out of the way, that's when I will win.
And he's up double digits in Missouri, right? A caucus state, which is not a delegates state, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, it's split, actually. They are going to have a primary. It's just non-binding. It's a beauty contest. Their caucuses are next week. But his in Missouri, he gets to test his narrative because Newt's not on the ballot.
But if Santorum does really well in a state like Missouri, does that mean anything? Is that a shot in the arm or no?
Well, it is. Well, I don't believe it's necessarily a shot in the arm. I think it removes him from the race if he doesn't do well.
Oh.
Because it's a state just like Pennsylvania. It's got the urban populations. It's got the rural Republican base. So it's a Newt's not on the ballot.
Yeah.
And so it's him versus Romney head-to-head. Romney's ignoring the state because he doesn't want to raise expectations. Colorado's a caucus state, same setup for a conservative. So this is a really important week for Santorum. And Newt, they have to say they're going to Tampa, but Newt really is positioned to go to a Super Tuesday where there's some southern states, see if he can pull now that Mike Huckabee states into his fold and retrench for that battle.
Talk host Chip Franklin here with a focus on Romney and the hypocritical Christians that continue to attack his Mormonism.
I really believe that Romney is still the subject of religious prejudice. And ironically, by Christians. You know, especially those Christians have been calling for so much tolerance for Christianity, saying, oh, we're constantly picked on, and, you know, this is a nation that was based on a Christian nation, and they're the ones, now I say they are, but I know some, that have a real hard time with, the Mormon religion. And I find that so hypocritical. I do. You know, there's a real sense that maybe what Romney needs to do, it's just come out and embrace his faith more publicly. In every religion, you cut away all the dogma. In religions that we consider straightforward religion, I'm not talking about the stuff that, you know, that is injurious to people. You know, the Guyana thing. What was that guy's name that had the Reverend Jim Jones? I don't know what his religion was called. That's not a religion. That's a cult. The religions that we accept today, you know, Catholicism, Christianity, Judaism, Islam, The mainstream part of these religions have at their heart public service, caring for people in need. Now, you can write and debate about Islam if you want, but a billion members of the Islamic faith, the vast majority live good, healthy, fruitful lives. And I don't, you know, spare me, okay? Jews, Christians, same drill. What they try to do, and Mormons as well, is to help people in need. Romney should take that and embrace that instead of hiding from it. Whoever is telling him to not pretend or to pretend he's something other than what he is, I think hurts him. It's just my opinion. I think you can be religious without being dogmatic. You can be religious without being exclusionary. You can have faith and still accept other faiths. And that's something that I think most people of faith will do with him if he gives them the opportunity to see his faith. There's all this stuff that gets bounced around, and I think he's not taking advantage of it.
Amen to that. More on the presidential race on the Republican side with the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat. The BioMat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a biomat.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So the new media, the talk media, issue-oriented talk radio and television, the hot 10 every week. We try to get two or three of them in each hour. Certainly the focus is on the delegates that will be awarded, the situation with the primaries. Here's host John Caldera talking about what to expect at today's caucus in Colorado.
When the president is nominated, when the presidential candidate is nominated, it means that he's got enough delegates. We're not giving any delegates one way or the other with this caucus. Just so you know this. And by the way, I'm not certain the presidential candidates themselves know that. If you're registered in party, go to the caucuses. If you haven't done it, just trust me. It's a hoot. It's a little weird. It's a little bureaucratic. You'll find it boring at times, but so is the grunt work of politics. And what happens when you go to these caucuses? Is each precinct has a caucus. Usually it happens in some governmental school someplace, and they have different precincts in different places. And you go and you elect a chairman, then a treasurer, not a treasurer, but a little secretary to write things down. And then you decide who's going to represent you at the assemblies. This is important. Now, the first thing you'll do is have a presidential preference poll. They're going to get that in, and they're going to try to tabulate that really fast. So by the time news happens at 9 and 10, that they'll say, well, Coloradans prefer Romney. Coloradan Republicans prefer Romney. Well, you don't know that. All you know is Colorado Republicans that showed up at the caucuses took a poll, a straw poll, and that's what they prefer. It doesn't mean anything when it comes to actually assigning delegates. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to dissuade you from going. I'm trying to tell you what the reality is when you go. If you haven't gone, go. If you get elected to go to one of the assemblies, it means you'll get to decide who for state house, state senate, and if you go to the congressional, who runs for the congressional, who goes on the primary ballot. So you get all those choices. That's a lot of good power.
Caucus Jan Bryan thinks it would be better for the Republicans if Gingrich, Santorum, and Paul all just drop out.
Wouldn't it be good, and I say this, wouldn't it be great for Mitt Romney to, Santorum and Paul and Gingrich to drop out? See, they're only staying in it for their own selfish wants, I suppose, or egos. Because wouldn't it be something right now if those three just stopped, dropped out, and then they came together And everybody started working on not bashing each other and ripping apart the Republican Party, but forming a coalition and working on the Democrats and Obama. Because you're going to need to change the minds of many, many, many different groups of people in this country who are currently supporting Obama. And now that the economy, you know, even though the Congressional Budget Office says, wait, not so fast, the economy is not exactly where the Obama administration is saying it is. Because, you know, they're saying, oh, jobs are created and unemployment went down. And, you know, Al Sharpton was on his show. You know which one it is. That's right. Politic Nation. I don't feel like saying it like him today. He was on Friday. The Republicans just can't deal with the truth. They can't. Going on and on and on. I said, no, no, really, you can't. But see, they've got to come together and start dissecting. Can I say this, or are the black coats going to come? Blowing up the Democrat Party. Great. Someone's going to be at my door tonight. Watch. They'll take me away, never to be seen again. National Defense Authorization Act. If that happens, somebody please come looking for me. Don't leave me there. Please. I only have one change of socks in my bag. Not good. Where are you at with this? I mean, you have to stop being in denial, guys, and you've got to accept now. Mitt Romney is the best that the party has to offer. That's it. The best. You know, I know, oh, we're going to hang on, there's 44, 45 more contests, this and that. It's just, no, it's not. This is why the beginning of the of these primaries and caucuses are so important. So goes Iowa, so goes the nation. So goes New Hampshire, so goes the nation. So goes, and you know the so goes. That's what the so goes means.
Up next, we move to a tragic murder-suicide story out of Washington State. That's up next on the Countdown.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2323. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99. And will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2323.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry. Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
The statistics are startling. A million babies are born with a heart defect each year, and thousands of them die before their first birthday. You can change that by visiting heart.chop.edu/hope. February is Heart Defect Awareness Month. Get involved. Support the cause. Give hope to hearts. Go to heart.chop.edu/hope to help the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Give kids hearts a better start today. The Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Hope lives here.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now, while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
Hey.
has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're halfway through this hour. Doug Steffen, we're talking about what you're talking about, what you're listening to, the Talk Radio world, lots of radio stations, programs, and positions around the country. Here's the tragic story out of Washington State where a man set off an explosion in his home. Shepard Smith talks to attorney Ann Bremmer, who represented the children's maternal grandparents. She claims that the two children seem to know what happened to their mother. She disappeared a couple of years ago.
The children had been talking, and I guess you knew about this, right?
I did. What I knew, Shep, about it was, and I was not the lawyer in the family law case, right, who heard about the trunk and other things from the kids or those statements. But anecdotally, it was said that these kids had said, "Mommy's in a mine," a long time ago, and the police knew this.
Mommy's in a mine.
And then recently at Christmas, they were saying things like, "If you find the mine, you find Mommy." So they were opening up, now that they're away from their dad, and in the custody of the grandparents.
The grandparents had the custody. They were going to stop supervised visits, it's my understanding, right?
Exactly. And here's the thing. I mean, as we look at all of this, when you talk about supervised visits, we all know, Shep, that you can have, you know, a neutral place. You can have a secure place. You can have somebody that is a security person where this can't happen. And the fact of the matter is that they were being quiet with the media. The judge said, "Shep, don't talk about anything with the kids, grandma and grandpa. Just keep a low profile." So they were doing everything right to keep those kids safe and to keep them loved and at home. And then when you see this horrible tragedy by working with the courts and to see this inferno with those kids running to their dad that they loved and being set on fire, it's just more than anybody could take. Any of us in the family, it's just unthinkable.
It's my understanding the social worker is walking into that house and the two kids are walking in front of her. Is that how this happened? And then the kids went through the door and he slammed and locked the door, right?
That's right. And I can tell you, when I got a call about it from a reporter in Salt Lake City, I called Chuck, the grandpa, and he talked to people there and called me back and confirmed it. It was too surreal. I couldn't believe it. It's true.
I mean, those grandparents, I hope somebody's with them.
They're with family. They're in isolation, and they need time. They need privacy, and they need prayers.
Here are our hosts, Bill Radke and Linda Thomas, talking to Detective Ed Troyer about the Powell children making comments And maybe that was the catalyst that made Josh Powell kill them and himself.
Do you think the story that his children were telling police could have been the trigger for yesterday's killings?
Well, we don't know, because that's news to us here, too. I mean, I didn't hear about that until I heard about it from the media and coming from the attorney. But I don't know how far that actually got to him or got into the police world or what that would have had to do with it. We just remember we have a court case on Wednesday where he was ordered to undergo some tests, and he did not receive custody of the kids. So it's a possibility that that had something to do with it as well.
Ed, looking at some of the comments on this story online at MyNorthwest.com, a lot of people want to know why he was even allowed to visit with his children.
Well, that's not up to the police. I mean, we're just following a court order. Court ordered that he had visitation, and the lady who brought him here is a social worker who has brought the kids before. She's traumatized. She brings them here, and her job is to get the kids here and then, you know, monitor the visit and then take the kids back out of here. To fight with him or break into a house or rescue kids or any of that, obviously, is not in her training. She did everything she could. She pounded on the door, called him, called 911. When the fire started, it got very hot, very big, quickly. She went and got some neighbors, and none of them could get to the house. So it wasn't from lack of her trying to do what she could to prevent this. It's just that, you know, with Josh setting this up and having pre-knowledge that this is what he's going to do, it doesn't matter who would have had those kids over here, this was going to happen.
Yeah, I think a lot of us are fascinated by that moment right before he got a hold of the kids. Were they running ahead of her? Was she? How did she get separated from those kids?
Well, it's not that she was separated. They were all on the porch. They walked in. The kids walked in. He held her back, shut the door, locked her out.
Okay.
And so it wasn't like that at all. It's just it all happened so quick. I mean, everybody says from the time she got here until the house was on fire, fully engulfed, was 3 minutes. So this was something that happened very, very quickly. It was something that we believe was done intentionally. If you see the video of the house, the whole house was totally engulfed in flames.
Ed, we're all trying to understand why Josh Powell would take those two boys down with him. What sense does that make to you?
Well, it makes no sense at all, and, you know, and a lot of people want answers, and unfortunately, in this job, we've seen these type of things before, and no matter what happens and no matter what information we find out, we're probably not going to have the answer for why he did this. The only person that knows that is him, and he's no longer amongst the living, and we may never know, and even if we did, it's not going to be one that's going to satisfy anybody, because there is no reason for this to happen.
Coming up, we are going to focus on Iran and what's going on in the Straits of Hormuz here on The Countdown.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on a gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hey there,
leave a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Iran is in the spotlight, Iran is in the news, and therefore lots of people are talking about what's going on in Iran. From MSNBC, Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski talked to analyst Neil Ferguson about the possibility that Israel may attack Iran because of the nuclear weapons program.
Obviously, a lot of policymakers concerned about a possible attack on Iran after a decade of war. Why? What are they missing that you think makes it important for us to consider attacking Iran?
Well, you hear a lot of counter-arguments why this shouldn't happen. There'll be a huge Iranian backlash. The Arab Spring will turn into a winter. The price of oil will go through the roof. The Iranian regime will be strengthened. And in any case, what does it matter if Iran gets a nuclear weapon? It'll become a more stable and responsible player with nuclear weapons. I've even heard that argument. And I think when you look closely at these five arguments, they fall apart.
What about the threat of Iranian retaliation? That's number one on your list. People say if we attack Iran, they're going to attack us back.
Well, the thing to remember is that assuming the United States does not leave Israel in the lurch, there's already a huge amount of naval power converging on the Strait of Hormuz and the Persian Gulf region. With American support, even if it's only naval support, there's not actually a whole lot that Iran can do. And indeed, the thought of Iran lashing out through its satellites, its supporters in countries like Lebanon or Iraq, is just a reminder of what exactly Iran is, which is a major sponsor of terrorism in the region.
So I don't think
we should be intimidated. We should not be intimidated by threats like that, because I think A, they're empty, and B, they expose Iran for what it really is.
And let's talk about number two, a rupture of the entire Muslim world. Now, from a distance, I could see how people could make this argument. If we attack Iran, there's going to be an eruption of the entire Muslim world. Of course, anybody that understands this issue knows, Neil, that it is in fact other Arab countries that fear Iran getting nuclear weapons as much as Israel.
Correct. And moreover, Iran has isolated itself more and more through the so-called Arab Spring. It's, for example, been on the side of the Syrian regime rather than on the side of the Syrian people. If you look at opinion surveys in Sunni countries, take, for example, Egypt, Iran is extremely unpopular. So although there might be some crocodile tears shed, that's always the case when Israel takes any action, in reality, not many people in the non-Shiite world give a hoot about Iran. And indeed, the Saudis, who are key players in this for a reason we're just going to come to, the Saudis have been encouraging the Israelis to take action. The last thing the Saudis want is a nuclear-armed Iran.
Here are our hosts Barry Young and Michelle Larson talking about the recent move to lay out what the Iranians call a legal argument for killing all the Jews in Israel.
Iran has laid out on the internet a legal case for a genocidal attack, a new Holocaust, upon Israel. And they're being very serious. In his sermon over the weekend, the lead Ayatollah Mukimuk, basically the sermon was called Kill All the Jews and Annihilate Israel, wherever they are. They have laid out a legal and religious justification and argument for the destruction of the state of Israel and the killing of every Jew in America. This is a new Iranian official doctrine. Now, remember, this is the nation that's building nuclear weapons under the guise of, no, we need it for power generation.
They have a new reactor with more centrifuges, right? The new one has what?
They're busy moving everything. I don't know how many they've got, but they probably have enough enriched uranium now to build a couple of weapons. They just haven't demonstrated one yet. We don't know for sure that they can ignite it, but they're busy moving everything into a mountain to give them absolute shielding from everything except the most powerful nuclear weapons that only really China and the United States and Russia owns. So, and, you know, when will they be bulletproof? When will they enter that zone of immunity? I don't know. But here's the thing. The doctrine from Iran, the doctrine includes wiping out all Israeli assets and all Jewish people worldwide. They're just coming right out and saying it. This is our doctrine. They call Israel a danger to Islam. And the conservative website, now when you hear these words conservative and liberal, do not confuse it with American politics. That's not what we're talking about. Their conservative website, conservative to the abuse of Islam, it's called ALEF, A-L-E-F, with ties to Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, said that this is an opportunity and it must not be lost. This is the opportunity to remove this corrupting material, meaning Israel. He said it is jurisprudential justification to kill all the Jews and annihilate Israel, and that is exactly what the Islamic government of Iran must do, and they must do it by taking the helm of leadership in the Middle East. Now, this is exactly what, you know, every moron over in the Middle East wants to become the next Babylon. I mean, this is, they want to take the lead. They want to go and they want to attack Israel and they want to be in charge. The article is written by a conservative analyst, meaning, again, not to be confused with American and civilized conservative versus liberal thought. This character's name is Alireza Farangi, and he's a strategy specialist with the Ayatollah Khomeini's camp, and his legal argument is being run now on multiple websites all over the world, including the Revolutionary Guard's Fars news agency, showing that the Ayatollah endorses this plan. This is what the Ayatollah wants. And they justify their genocidal plans in part because they say, now here's where the circular logic begins, they say that Israel is going to attack Iran's nuclear facilities. And so, therefore, Iran is justified in launching
and making the first attack on Israel.
Preemptive, but not just not a measured attack. Because if the United States ever preemptively attacks, it's going to be a measured attack. We hope that we will be able to use only enough military assets to offset the immediate threat and to put down the immediate threat. They want a major cataclysmic global attack against the Jewish state and against Jews everywhere. During major prayers on Friday, the Ayatollah Khomeini announced that Iran will support any other nation or group that attacks the cancerous tumor of Israel and the United States, the great Satan.
Here's host Justin Loomis talking about what other countries may become involved if there is a war in Iran.
Iran is, you know, good buddies with Russia. They're also good buddies with Syria. They're also good buddies, because of those connections, with Venezuela. I mean, how many times have we seen the picture of Ahmadinejad hugging it up with Chavez, that of Venezuela? We've seen that picture a million times. They're meeting. We know that they're meeting. Things are not looking good for the United States when it comes to how we're going to be able to protect ourselves. Because it's about to go down. And I'm telling you, we're just months away. I said last month, maybe we're 6 months away. We may be 2.5 months away if Leon Panetta is correct, and he may have let this one slip. Leon Panetta says that there is a good chance by April, a very good chance, that Israel will launch a preemptive unilateral strike against Iran. This is very possible. It's not only possible, it is probable. Remember, I said 6 months. We may be two and a half months away, tops, from an all-out conflict.
The Middle East still is our focus. The story now moves to Syria when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk, talk, and more talk. Talking about the violence in Syria. More trouble in the Middle East. Are we going back to war there? Wow. Martha McCallum talked to correspondent Leland Vittert about the events leading up to the closing of the U.S. Embassy in Syria.
What are you hearing about what's going on the ground right now in Syria, Leland?
Right now, Martha, we can confirm that all U.S. Embassy staff and their families are out of Syria. And there's really two reasons that the U.S. government pulled the embassy staff out. Number one, it was simply too dangerous on the ground there. U.S. Embassy staff had come under attack. In addition, it is really a statement by the government about how upset they are with the Syrian regime that over the weekend continued its assault on the town of Homs. Things there have gone from bad to worse. There is a siege now laid to that city as Syrian army government tanks now surround it, and they are bringing in reinforcements, firing indiscriminately into residential neighborhoods. At last count, upwards of 300 people have been killed since this assault began, and not only that, countless wounded. Medical supplies are very, very tight right now inside Homs. It's impossible to get more in there. In fact, right now there are a number of hospitals that have been reported being hit by artillery shells. Martha?
So who's helping militarily? Who's helping the Syrian government with this crackdown, Leland?
It's really incredible. We're now hearing a report that a top Iranian general is inside Damascus helping organize this assault on these protesters. And not only that, China and Russia, as you mentioned, were behind the veto at the United Nations, keeping that resolution from passing. And just today, we saw dissidents and activists inside of Syria burning Russian and Chinese flags. They are begging for help from the outside world. But because of those UN vetoes, it does not seem like they are going to get the kind of international support that we saw in Libya. And right now, reports on the ground from Syria say it is much worse there than it was in Libya before that NATO intervention. But it seems as though the Syrian government and the Assad regime has been emboldened by the UN veto and now feels they can just go ahead and kill as many people as they want.
From CNN, Soledad O'Brien, with U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Susan Rice, and they focus on what the UN can do.
When we look at some of the aftermath of what happened this weekend, an activist in Homs says that he's counted 30 bodies in a hospital there following a rocket attack. Security forces, opposition is reporting, killed 43 people. In the short term, what can the United Nations do in Syria now?
Well, Soledad, what happened on Saturday when Russia and China chose to veto a resolution that most importantly would have given political backing to an Arab League plan to begin a negotiated transition was that they put a stake in the heart of efforts to resolve this conflict peacefully. The resolution on the table would have done nothing more than have encouraged the Arab League in their efforts to bring the two sides to a negotiated settlement and a transition to democracy. So they have, by their actions, by their veto, dramatically increased the risk of greater violence, and we've seen the manifestations of that, and indeed increased the risk of civil conflict. The United Nations will continue on this issue. We, the United States, and 13 of the 15 members of the Security Council are united in seeking a peaceful resolution of this. We'll step up our economic pressure. We'll coordinate with our Arab partners ever more closely to increase the pressure on Assad and isolate him. And Russia and China will eventually, come to regret this decision, which has aligned them with a dying dictator whose days are numbered, put them at odds with the Syrian people and indeed the entire region.
Were you surprised? It seemed to me, and a lot of other people, I think, that Moscow had been signaling that they were going to do this very thing for quite a while, scuttle any kind of UN resolution.
Well, frankly, Soledad, they sent mixed signals along the way. I think toward the end when we came to a vote, we knew what the outcome was going to be. But we thought it absolutely essential that we not fall for further Russian delaying tactics. They wanted to put off the vote until middle or end of next week and continue negotiations on the basis of wrecking amendments. And the rest of the council said no. The council owes the Syrian people an answer. Russia and China have to be held accountable for their actions, for their coddling and support of the Syrian dictator. They have been. The tragedy, of course, is that the people of Syria will remain in the crosshairs. We, the United States, stand with the people of Syria. So, Russia and China are obviously with Assad.
Do you see a formal group of nations forming, sort of like a contact group in Libya, that would help coordinate assistance to the Syrian opposition?
Well, Soledad, we're looking at a wide range of next steps. I think many of our partners in the Arab world are discussing and considering options, including this. They will be meeting on February 11th for another set of decisions. We're actively and aggressively consulting with them and partners in Europe and Turkey and around the region. I think, frankly, a whole range of steps, diplomatic, economic, and otherwise, are at our disposal, and we will be working together to determine the most appropriate next steps.
And does otherwise mean military options or many?
Soledad, I think clearly we and the entire region have an interest in resolving this crisis peacefully, and that remains our objective.
Want to find out more about what we've been talking about this hour on the countdown? Find it easily by going to DougSteffen.com. Look for that Talk Radio Countdown Show section.